A second common trap charge technique is optically stimulated luminescence, or OSL. This is used on sediments. Mineral grains of quartz and feldspar have their electron clocks reset as they blow through the air and are exposed to sunlight. Once buried, they begin trapping electrons again. As with TL, stimulating these grains with light causes them to release energy that can be measured to estimate the number of electrons they have accumulated since the last light exposure. The trick is that you have to excavate these sediments without exposing them to light and get them back to a dark lab where you can separate individual sand grains for analysis. The easiest way to do this is to take a core sample using a black tube insert. You push the core into the sediment, pull out the tube, and cap it immediately. This picture is from the top of one of the mounds at Crystal River. We had a coring machine drill into the mound and push the core tube all the way to the bottom and then pull it back out. You can see the black tube my geologist friend is holding. We had a harder time with one of the shell mounds out on a nearby island. We could not get this heavy coring machine out to the island, and we could not push a core into the shell by hand. Instead, we drove a boat out to the island in the middle of the night and dug a small excavation to retrieve some sand grains for OSL dating. We had to do this using red light attachments for our flashlights, as the red wavelength does not reset the electron trap of the sand grains the way other light would. I refer to this as my experience with vampire archaeology.